Joe, does it bother you when you go to the HSUS website? There's articles and recipes on there for vegan, vegetarian meals. And as you know, this is a big issue for a lot of folks in the livestock industry, the concern that the ultimate objective of this organization is to reduce meat consumption and eventually eliminate it.
Well, I understand that that's what the myths that are out there says that HSUS is a vegan organization and is going to somehow convince all of America to quit eating meat. Now, the reality is that whether you're listening to the American Heart Association or Cancer Society or the AMA, the fact is the United States eats too much meat. Even the American Meat Institute, if you go to their website, and if you calculate the amount of meat that they suggest that we be eating for our health, it indicates that we need to reduce the amount of meat that we're eating. So I don't think it's just the Humane Society making a suggestion that we should eat healthier, be more responsible in our eating. And HSUS believes that's good for the planet, for our environment, and for the animals. Being able to respect the animal, get it back on the land, being able to have a sustainable number of herd out there, animals in our herds, from an environmental impact as well as an animal welfare impact is a very positive thing. But it doesn't make them a vegan organization.
As a livestock producer, then you're okay with saying let's eat less meat?
I am. I eat less meat today than I did a decade ago. It's better for my health. Now, am I going to be a vegan? Absolutely not. Do I enjoy raising my farm animals? You bet I do. I enjoy that. That's a big part of my life, and I plan on continuing to do that so others can enjoy the products that I raise. But I want to make sure that they have a healthy supply and that they eat healthy and that they can continue to be good consumers of my products.
You just announced the ninth state to form a state agriculture council, Wisconsin. And I'm curious what your strategy is with these state ag councils, what you hope to accomplish there.
Well, I think it's to raise awareness first, that there are good, strong, good stewards in agriculture, men and women who are in animal production, who HSUS can align with and say, look, we're not trying to end all animal agriculture, but, you know, here's good stewards. We're proud of the work that they're doing. Second, we want them to share their experiences, their knowledge, their understanding of animal husbandry and animal welfare, and help educate more of their neighbors. And we both know that a farmer is more likely to listen to their neighbor about transition and about change than they are to some person in a suit from Washington, D.C., or even another farmer from a different state. So we hope that they can help be leaders within their state to have a dialogue about what can be done on the farm and how animals can and should be raised.
You use the term good stewards, and, you know, the insinuation, I guess, that if they're not agreeing with HSUS, they're not good stewards. Would you agree 99.9% of the producers out there are good stewards?
I think the majority of farmers and ranchers in the United States are great stewards. I think they have a lot of care for what they've been given. Some of them come at it from a faith perspective, some of it from just a heritage perspective, but they feel a huge responsibility for their animals and for their land and for future generations, the overwhelming majority. I think many of those farmers and ranchers, unfortunately, oftentimes are caught up into situations that cause them to make choices that they would rather not have to make. And what we hope to do as HSUS is to provide greater opportunity so those farmers and ranchers can find ways to always be that great steward and live out that great heritage that they have in their hearts and their souls.
I'd like to talk to you about HSUS's vision for the future, Joe. So 5, 10, 20 years down the road, what would American animal agriculture look like if you had your way?
Well, I think it would be where we didn't have to have these types of disagreements between Forest Lucas and HSUS, where farmers and ranchers, when we sat around the table, we talked about what was in the best interest of the animals on our farm, that we accepted the fact that they are central to our operations. I mean, they are what makes us operate. They're the center of the hub, and that we would be openly accepting of those responsibilities and that dialogue, striving to ensure that the animals' welfare was a big part of our decision making on the farm. And we had the marketplace which respected that in a way in which we remain profitable and sustainable as America's family farmers and ranchers.
And you use the term, you know, what's in the best interest of the animals, and you're going to have trouble getting people to agree on that.
I don't think that's right, Ken. I don't think there's any farmer or person wants to not operate in what's in the best interest of the animal. I don't think there's anyone that wants to be to cause undue harm and stress to those animals. How can you justify putting a sow in a gestation crate all of its life where it can't turn around? All it can do is stand up, lie down, one step forward, one step back. I don't know of anybody that thinks that's really a great idea.
I'm just thinking you're going to have trouble getting people to agree on what's in the best interest of all animals, Joe.
Well, I suppose there could be a difference, but I think that overall there are certain things that HSUS has outlined, and I think the majority of U.S. citizens and farmers would agree that some of these extreme confinements, these barren battery cages with these chickens stacked on top of each other, where they aren't allowed to naturally molt, these gestation crates where a sow is pinned all of her adult life in a cage 2 foot by 7 foot, the needless docking of dairy cattle's tail and tethering or veal crates is just not acceptable. I think they're in between that. I think there's a lot of room for discussion, and that the animal, though, still needs to be center place in decision-making on a farm. It shouldn't just be the bottom line or the convenience of the manager or the owner. The animal has to play a part in that decision-making. And so when you ask me what I would like to see in the future, I would like that would be the future, that we would understand that the animal should play a part in our decision-making and be center place, because it is the center of animal agriculture, is the farm animal.
And there are folks that would say it's in the best interest of the animal that he not be consumed.
Well, I think there are those that would say that, but I think most individuals in animal agriculture are not in, you know, not doing it for sanctuary, but are doing it for human consumption. But that doesn't mean those people raising animals for human consumption should abuse that animal or should disrespect that animal or not understand that animal has feeling, has the ability to sense fear, be stressed, and that we should limit that during its lifetime. I believe it's our responsibility in agriculture to do that and animals under our control. We have all the power, Ken. We have all the power. We have a responsibility to exhibit that power in a positive way, even if those animals are being raised for human consumption.
The term disrespect is going to raise some ire with some folks because, again, I think 99.9% of people have great respect for their animals and want their lives to be as pleasant as possible.
Yeah, and I think HSUS's belief is that the majority, and I know my belief is, as part of the HSUS team, that the majority of America's farmers, family farmers and ranchers, do have respect for their animals under their control and for the land.
Yeah, but that's not the message that HSUS is putting out there.
Okay, well, I hope to do a better job then of lifting my voice as part of the debate. And today I represent the Humane Society of the United States on this call, and I'm a vice president. It is a pillar of who HSUS is and who it wants to remain.